Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
The title is The Best Practices, Importance of Public Proclamation in the Academic World. I personally do not have high academic credentials. Due to my late conversion, I became Christian when I was 28, and then some struggles with health, I completed my theological education and gained bachelor degree in my 40s, but I'm very involved in evangelism at universities across the Europe and in Bosnia and Herzegovina as an active member of FOER, Fellowship of European University Evangelists, and I've been many years board member of IFES in Bosnia and Evangelist, and also worked very often at some evangelistic events of Campus Crusade. So I have some practice. And coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina, I know from our bad experience how important it is as a Christians to be present in academic world. We have a very low presence in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But also evangelizing at universities across the Europe, I realized that even in the other European countries, even in Western Europe, where Christianity have much longer history, Reformation penetrated Bosnia and Herzegovina at the end of 19th century, so we are 450 years behind. But even in the Western Europe, where Reformation have much deeper roots, presence of Christianity in academic world is declining, and secular world is overtaking universities from us. Many universities are founded and started by Christians, but today many Christian groups are not even allowed to have evangelistic events or anything in the public spaces of universities. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, we don't have anyone with PhD in theology, and in all country, we have only one PhD, one believer who have PhD. That's one sister, she have PhD in medicine, and she is also teaching at medical faculty. And I know how precious is that. And we feel sorry that we are not more present at academic world, in media, but we didn't sow in right time and there was nothing to reap. We are awakening up now, and now we are sowing, so hopefully in years to come there will be things to reap. There are, of course, many reasons for that. In Bosnia, we go through terrible war. Before war, we had less than 100 newborn believers in all country. And then through the war, there were emergency situations where work was focused on humanitarian aid. But now we are shifting and moving and trying to do more of public proclamation in academical world. I've been involved, as I mentioned, in the other European countries, from UK to Albania, from Denmark to Malta, at University Mission Weeks, quite a few times with Stefan, who was speaking earlier. And there are different approaches, and I don't know from which country you are coming and what is the situation at your country. In some countries, like Bosnia and Herzegovina, we officially cannot have any Christian event at university. But what we can do, we can invite students outside. We can do non-Christian or, let's say, pre-evangelistic events, or invite people who have academic credentials to give professional talks at university and use that opportunity to invite them to the events which we create outside of the university. In most of Western Europe, where I worked, usually is a different situation. And usually Christians are allowed, not in all countries, but to have at least some sort of Christian gatherings, evangelism events at university itself. It's of course much easier where Christians are already present. I used to work at some universities where Christian groups would have several hundred of students, and then they prepare for the events, all mission weeks with different speakers, with dramas, with music, and they pray for months before, they advertise, they And then, of course, you expect a higher attendance, and often, if not always, in that kind of circumstances, we see conversions and people coming to Christ. In our context in Bosnia and Herzegovina, for example, in city of Sarajevo, which is capital city in Bosnia and Herzegovina and have largest university, I don't know exact number of students, but I'm pretty sure it's over 15,000. There are, as far as I know, only three Christian students at all university. One of them is my daughter, and she is the only Christian at her faculty, at all psychology faculty in Sarajevo. And then context is very different. Also because of 50 years of communism, which doesn't help at all, we are not allowed, even it's law from communist time, which back then it was forbidden to do any form of evangelism at public places, in schools, at universities. So still we are not allowed to do that. But for example, one event which we did last year was with Professor Dr. Emir McDonald from Wales. He is professor of physics. And you know, when person have higher academic credentials, it's more attractive to students. So we brought him to Sarajevo, and he asked him to give at Sarajevo physics faculty professional talk. So students, workers from Bosnia went to faculty and arranged for him. And at the faculty, they were very open and very cooperative. Even we told them that it's Christian organization who is organizing it. They said, no evangelism, no religious stuff. He said, yeah, we know, of course. And he gave very professional, very good talk. And in attendance were many students. And then just in introducing himself, he said who he is, where he comes from, what he believes. And at the end of the talk, he invited them. He said, "I'm those few days I will be in Sarajevo. And beside the university and professional talks, I'm giving some interesting talks on the evenings in that cinema. Those are topics. One topic was God and the science, and the other topic was God and suffering. And he said, if you are willing, you can come." And many, many students did come. We had on both nights around 30 non-Christians, which for Bosnia and Herzegovina is very, very good number. And then after the events, we had around 10 students who gave us contact details and wanted to stay in touch. So we go by small steps and building up now, and pray please that in Bosnia and Herzegovina many students will become Christians and that we will be more present in the future in academic world. Some of your countries are few steps or 450 years ahead of us. And please don't forget importance of public proclamation in academic world, because those who are students today, tomorrow they will be leaders and they will have influence, big influence in their domain. And if many of them today become Christians, tomorrow church will be more present in society and in public.